With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With 11 days to go in the race for the White House, the two presidential candidates have packed schedules. Vice President Harris rallied thousands in Georgia last night with the help of Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. In Las Vegas, former President Trump spoke at a mega rally hosted by conservative group Turning Point Action. Even though polls show a neck-and-neck race in the critical swing states, Trump said he's ahead by big margins.
We're leading by a lot in Nevada. We're leading by a lot in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
Harris will team up with Beyonce today for a rally in solidly Republican Texas. The focus of her Houston rally will be on the state's abortion ban. It's a topic she addressed last night in suburban Atlanta.
Women have died because of these bans, including a young mother of a six-year-old son right here in Georgia.
Trump will also be in Texas today. He's sitting down with popular podcaster Joe Rogan and will hold a press conference in Austin focused on immigration issues. Also at SRNnews.com, the Los Angeles County District Attorney recommends that the life without parole sentence for Eric and Lyle Menendez be thrown out and that the brothers be resentenced and immediately eligible for parole. The brothers were convicted in the 1989 killings of their parents. The owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse have agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the Justice Department. The settlement does not include any damages for rebuilding the bridge. The price tag of that construction project could hit $2 billion. Dow futures are up 105 points. This is SRN News. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney's upcoming movie, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, delves into the belief that modern-day conflict in Israel is rooted in biblical prophecies by Moses, supported by recent archaeological findings. The Israel Dilemma is the latest film in Mahoney's long-running Patterns of Evidence series.
Absolutely, yes. And this film, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, is going to be showing you what has been found. If people are interested in going, it's going to be in theaters November 13th, 14th, and 17th. It's an event movie, so it's only there for 3 days, and then it's gone. People can get tickets at patternsofevidence.com. But this film is going to show you quite a lot of archaeology. And not only that, but it's going to synchronize it with the Bible.
Tim Mahoney adds that by examining archaeological evidence as well as insights from modern-day experts, his film fully explores Israel's suffering and relevance in today's world. This is SRN News. A SpaceX craft brings back four astronauts after an extended mission.
And splashdown!
Four astronauts are back on Earth after a nearly eight-month space mission on the International Space Station.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The SpaceX Dragon Endeavour capsule parachuted down into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast in pre-dawn darkness and was hoisted aboard a recovery vessel. The four crew members should have returned 2 months ago, but safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule, followed by bad weather from Hurricane Milton, stalled their departure. Audio courtesy NASA TV. I'm Jennifer King.
North Carolina state legislators have approved an additional $600 million toward Hurricane Helene recovery and relief. Governor Roy Cooper has calculated overall storm damages and needs at over $53 billion and is requesting $3.9 billion in state funds. GOP leaders say they will consider that proposal in the weeks ahead. More details at SRNnews.com.